The following program contains scenes and language of a frank and explicit nature. Viewer discretion is advised.
I think you've grown since yesterday. Why don't you stand up and march around? Here's some marching music I wrote for you.
Weird sounds inside the gold mine.
America's greatest living rock and roller, Joan Jett and the Blackhearts, raising the musical question, make what? Good evening, this is Mike Gold. This is Weird Sounds Inside the Gold Mine. For the 369th time, but who's counting? We've got, one, two, three, four, five brand new tracks. Stuff from just released or not quite yet released albums. We got us the usual mix of rock and roll and blues, all of the kick-ass variety. We're going to bring back some psychobilly because we haven't done enough of that, as if you ever can. And we're going to kick it all off with the Hypoglycemics anthem right here on the Galaxy's True Pop Culture Channel. GetThePointRadio.com.
Sets the summer sun on fire. rocking in Boston, in Philadelphia, PA, deep in the heart of Texas, and round the Frisco Bay. That's what I like.
Time for one more? Yeah. All right, come on. Give me some goobaloobalooba on it, some goobalator. There you go. Yeah, goobalator on it. How do you know which way I swing until you see me at the bat? How do you know I call this home because that's where I hang my hat? How do you know how fast I drive till you're riding in my car? How do you know how far to go until you get too far? Yeah. All right. How do you know how much it costs until you pay the price? How do you know how good it is until you feel it twice? Whiskey jar. How do you know how far to go, baby, until you go too far? Oh, mama, won't you take me home? Well, how do you know how dark it is till you see the light? How do you know how sweet it is till you take a big bite? How do you know how deep it cuts until you see the scar? How do you know how far to go until you get too far? Yeah. Oh, yeah, take me home, mama. Mama, won't you take me home? Come on. Fellas, how high is high? I'll tell you. Until it hurts, let go. Thank you.
reluctantly crouched at the starting line. Engines pumping and thumping in time. The green light flashes, the flags go up. Churning and burning, they yearn for the cup. They deftly maneuver and muscle for rank. Fuel burning fast on an empty tank. Reckless and wild, they pour through the turns. Their prowess is potent and secretly stern. As they speed through the finish, the flags go down. The fans get up and they get out of town. The arena is empty, except for one man still driving and striving as fast as he can. The sun has gone down and the moon has come up. And long ago somebody left with the cup. But he's driving and striving and hugging the turns and thinking of someone for whom he still burns. He's going the distance. He's going for speed. She's all alone in a time of need. Because he's racing and pacing and plotting the course. He's fighting and biting and riding on his horse. He's going the distance. No trophy, no flowers, no flashbulbs, no wine. He's haunted by something he cannot define. Bowel-shaking earthquakes of doubt and remorse assail him, impale him with monster truck force. In his mind, he's still driving, still making the grade. She's hoping in time that her memories will fade. Cause he's racing and pacing and plotting the course. He's fighting and fighting and riding on his horse. The sun has gone down and the moon has come up. And long ago somebody left with the cup. But he's striving and driving and hugging the turns and thinking of someone for whom he still burns. Cause he's going the distance. He's going for speed. She's all alone in a time of need. Because he's racing and pacing and plotting the course. He's fighting and biting and riding on his horse. He's racing and pacing and plotting the course. He's fighting and biting and riding on his horse. He's going the distance. He's going for speed. He's going the distance.
and servants. Please stop me if you're hurting. I'm buried alive, but baby, I'm burning. I'm burning. Hey! I'm marching on Ferguson. I'm marching on Ferguson. I'm marching on.
jumping rope. She's walking down the street, blind to every eye she meets. Do you think you'll be the guy to make the queen of angels sigh? Hello, I love you, won't you tell me?
That's The Cure, channeling The Doors' Hello, I Love You. Before that, Miss Janis Joplin, My Baby, Tom Morello, Marching on Ferguson, Lest We All Forget. Before that, Cake, The Distance, preceded by Peter Wolf, How Do You Know? Well, the great Will Rogers said all he knew was what he read in the newspapers. Cat Mother and the All Night Newsboys. Man, what a group. Jeez. They're playing that good old rock and roll, and we opened with Bow Wow Wow, I Want Candy. And speaking about food that tastes good, there's a story out this week, a little confusing to me. It says that people are rediscovering butter. I didn't really know that butter went away. But for the last 50 years, the self-appointed food fascists have been telling us that butter is bad for us, we shouldn't eat it. Well, butter consumption has been going up about 8% a year lately, and right now we are eating more butter than we have been in 50 years. Yet people seem to be paying more attention to their health than they have been maybe forever. We're listing calories on the fast fast food menus because for some reason somebody thinks that somebody might think that McDonald's is good for you. I don't know. That's ridiculous. Who's that idiot who spent a whole month eating nothing but McDonald's and he almost died? Was that a revelation to anybody but this clown? Okay, so we're constantly hearing about what foods are bad for us. And then we constantly hear that, oh, no, that's not bad. This is bad. Remember when eggs were bad for a while and then all of a sudden eggs were good for you? If you're as confused as I am, then you're pretty damn confused. My guess is people are just blurring it all out. Maybe we should be just eating in moderation. Americans aren't good at moderation, but we're great at rock and blues. Toronzo Cannon? Oh, man, take us out of this stuff, will you?
Mike, go!
Squeak! Squeak! Squeak, I tell you, squeak!
Weird sounds inside the gold mine.
Get the point, radio!
You have the midlife crisis.
I remember Roy Rogers and Dale when they was working in Coney Island. And that's been a long time ago, you know. They used to work out there, and I used to work out there. And also, who was that, Billy the Kid? His group. They called themselves Billy the Kid, you know. Spike Jones.
McNeil, McNeil.
Take your time.
Don't steal my automobile. I'll take it to a cafe and buy you a real fine meal.
Well, leave your wheel there, son.
Hey, but we're gonna do some riding. Soon we're gonna come to a divide. I don't want to continue because the sign says so. Polk, West Virginia.
Look out, look out now.
And that's where my baby lives. I ain't going no further.
McNeil.
Hey, but don't disturb me.
McNeil.
I don't want to commit no murder. McNeil, McNeil, don't steal my wheel. I buy you anything on the menu.
You can
oh,
take
boy,
my
I
wheel.
Go to
take
Shaw Park, West Virginia.
Take my wheel, but don't take my wheel. McNeil. McNeil, don't you steal my wheel. Don't you steal my wheel. I take you downtown. I buy you a real fine meal. I take you to the cafe. Buy you a caviar. I take you to the cafe. I buy you a caviar. I buy you anything. McNeil, McNeil, don't take my wheel.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. so much.
You're welcome so much. Every track in that set, except one, is brand new. I'll tell you which one isn't in a heartbeat. We opened, we're going from the top this time, with Taranzo Cannon, Midlife Crisis. I had a few of those past that now. Followed by Champion Jack Dupree, who, yes, did indeed pass away something like 65 years ago. Long time ago. But they found some live stuff that's just killer. Cleaned it all up, released it. Salt Pork, West Virginia is the name of that tune. Samantha Fish from her latest and greatest, Chills and Fever, of the album of the same name. Followed by Harvey Mandel, Ode to BB. Of course, that's BB King. And that's from an album came out, I don't know, maybe what, 6 months ago? That's the oldest track in the set in terms of release dates. And we closed with the Tedeschi Trucks Band. Another live album. Another version of I Pity the Fool. Bobby Blue Bland's great hit. Lots of people have covered it. They just do the most killer job. And that's one of their best shots at it, too. Longtime listeners know how I program this show. Mostly I spend the whole week just tossing tunes into a little folder on the computer. Oh, I want to play this. Oh, I want to play this. And, you know, I listen to all kinds of new stuff, obviously. Oh, I want to play that. I want to play that. And at the end, I put it all together. I sort of put it off into sets. But every once in a while, I have stuff that I really, really want to play. It's really good stuff that doesn't quite fit into any of those sets. So I try to make a set out of that. I don't do it very often. It doesn't work brilliantly, except for the fact that the music and such that's in the set is great shit. Here's this week's great shit. You're going to hear all about it in 12.
Mike, go!
And though I'm getting fat, I can still pull a rabbit out of my hat.
Weird sounds inside the gold mine.
Get the point.
And if we can't walk in love, we're a noisy little gong, a better little song that a bully sings out of key. And if we can't walk in peace, we'll forget about the least of these, a mother crying on her knees for a boy who's locked away. There's a voice calling me. There's a voice calling me. And if we can walk in truth, passions of you, despised by the stupid things we do, never ever let them down. And if we can walk in grace, we'll be defined by the patterns of this place, a filthy bitter city of waste. The world will never turn around. There's a voice calling. There's a voice calling me. There's a voice calling me. There's a voice calling me. There's a voice crying out for truth in the simple little joys that we found in. There's a voice crying out in the streets for the hungry and the broken to taste of peace. There's a voice crying out for truth in the simple little joys that we found in you. There's a voice crying out in the streets for the hungry and the broken to taste of peace. There's a voice calling me. There's a voice calling me.
Roseanne, Roseanne Dana. Last Thursday, I quit smoking. Now, I'm I smoke. And to get back in shape, I had to join one of those fancy schmancy health clubs. You know, the ones where it's real expensive to join, but it's worth it because you get to see a lot of people that you don't know naked. Like, some people got those bulgy, bulgy thighs, the ones that get chafed just because they're all scraping against each other. And there's other people there that got these funny belly buttons, like some go in and some go out, or it's like a pole, or it curls around, or it's like a little knob on it, like a door. Of their sweater still in it. Some of them look like a little star or a shell or a clam, or some you don't know what they are. But personally, I, Rosanna there, don't like to walk around with no clothes in front of other people. Not that I don't have a great body, but why should I waste it on a bunch of fat ladies in a health club? Anyway, they got this sauna there, which is a little hot room where you go to sweat like a pig. So I go in there, but before I sit down, I put this clean towel on the bench because there's a lot of people in there and you don't know where they've been. Now listen to this. Who do you think is sitting next to me but Dr. Joyce Brothers? That very smart pixie lady who thinks she knows everything. But what this nude psychologist doesn't know was that she had this little teeny tiny ball of sweat right here hanging off the tip of her nose. It was just hanging there. It wouldn't fall off. Like if she turned her head, it didn't fall off. If she stood up, it didn't fall off. If she stretched, it didn't fall off. And when she picked a little piece of sweater out of her belly button, it didn't fall off. That little sweat ball just wouldn't fall off. So I yelled at her. I said, "Hey, doctor, lick that sweat ball off your nose. Let it down, let it sit." And she was. What?
What do health clubs, sweat, and saunas have to do with cigarettes?
Well, Jen, it just goes to show you. It's always something. If it's not one thing, it's another. Either you smoke or you have a sweat ball hanging off your nose. It's just like the song we used to sing on Thanksgiving when I was a little girl. Everybody would come over to my house looking all pretty and cute and everything. My mother would make a turkey with stuffing, and for dessert we'd have the traditional banana Rosanna Dana cake. Before we ate, we'd bow our heads, like bow your head, Jen. Come on, bow your little head. Come on, Jen, bow your head. Bow your head, Doctor. We'd bow our heads, and we'd all sit. We gather together to ask the Lord's blessing. Please look down upon the Rosanna Dana souls. Bring peace to our fathers, good health to our mothers. And please don't make me sweat like Dr. Joyce Brothers.
That's the news. Good night and have a pleasant tomorrow.
I'll take you back. have knees, and money grows on trees. I'll take you back. Whatever your little heart desire, baby, I do mean little. All you had to do was say, hell, I'd have come up with it, darling. I'd have come up with it some old kind of way. You know, but I guess for some people, kind ain't no way to be. You took my kindness for weakness, baby. Walked all over me. And now you come and tell me you might have made a mistake. I know that. You're hoping and praying that it's not too late. Rats learn how to fly, and winos don't get high. I'll take you back. Take it on back.
Let me look at my calendar. I got it somewhere.
not there, Lord. No, not one more. No, that whole month. No, I can't do that either.
Let me look at 2026.
No.
Oh,
no, no, I'm getting a haircut that day.
I tell you what, the 12th of Never would be good for me. Have your people call my people,
and I'll take you back.
I'll take you back, baby. When Bootsy ain't funky and King Kong ain't a monkey, I'll take you back, honey. When your mama's too tired to talk and the dead get up and walk, I'll take you back. I'll tell you when I'll take you back, honey. When they find the weapons of mass destruction in Iraq, that would be a great time. I'll take you back, baby. When the preachers on TV start sending cash to me, I'll take you back right then. You can come on home if you can wait that long.
The toughest hombre that ever lived out west. Although I'm only 2 feet tall, my shooting is the best. I like to hunt for big black ducks away up in the sky. I like to see if I can hit a duck that's on the fly. I'll hunt down game, I'll blast away, I'll shoot wherever I can. I'll aim a gun, I never miss, or my name's not Yosemite Sam. Sometimes I reach a rabbit without a single sound, and then I pull the trigger and the rabbit hits the ground. Squirrels too are very cute as they go up a tree, but with my trusty rifle, they can't escape from me. Oh, I'll hunt down game, I'll blast away, I'll shoot whatever I can. I'll aim a gun, I never miss, or my name's not Yosemite Sam. Sometimes hunt for possum when there's nothing else to shoot, or aim at birds as they fly by, I don't much give a hoot. I'll even shoot the little deer who run so very fast. No matter how they run away, they can't escape my blast. Oh, I'll hunt down game, I'll blast away, I'll shoot whatever I can. I'm a gun I never miss, or my name's not Yosemite Sam. But I must really tell you, I know you will be glad, that though I shoot a lot of things, I'm not so very bad. For from my little rifle, an animal never drops. For instead of using bullets, I load it with gumdrops. Oh, I'll hunt down game, I'll blast away, I'll shoot whatever I can. I'll aim a gun, I never miss, or my name's not Yosemite Sam.
No, that's not all. Not all at all. That was Mel Blanc singing about one of his many, many alter egos, Yosemite Sam. I love that tune. Probably the biggest influence on my life are the Looney Tunes cartoons. Easily the biggest influence in my life. Completely shaped my worldview, and I am not alone because I was raised during the last era when you could see those cartoons on TV uncut. Ah, they were brilliant. Before Mel, David Bromberg. I'll Take You Back. Before David, Gilda Radner. Oh, man, do I miss her. My favorite of her characters was Rosanna Dana. If it ain't one thing, it's another. And that's really true. And the way she pissed off Jane Curtin, admirable. Before Rosanna Dana? Well, you knew the melody, didn't you? That was Goldfinger from the movie of the same name. Did you know that was Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers? Yes, it was. Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers doing the theme from Goldfinger. We opened the set with another track from Flatfoot 56's latest album that was A Voice. I'm another voice. And I'm about to introduce a whole bunch of other voices. Yeah, we're doing another one of our famous psychobilly sets. It's coming up. You can't stop it. You're gonna hear all about it in 12.
Mike, go!
This is no social crisis.
Weird sounds inside the gold mine.
Get the point.
Illusion.
Yeah, man. Up and down, spin around. cocktail lights, shiny red seats at the piping and point. Let me skip Nash in a lunar hood. She goes, which is running good. Let's go. Ride to the mountain of red snow. A big red rocket of love. A big red rocket of love. Got to know. Drive to this bump, says it's in your go. Ride the red rocket, kiss a local guy. She gets a overdrive. Let's go. Ride in the mountain of this snow. A big red rocket of love. A big red rocket of love.
We have a soft spot in our hearts for people from the state of Tennessee. It's that whole Alamo thing. You might have heard of the Alamo. I remember it. Anyway, so who do we get this guy in our band? He's the nicest guy in the world, a dear friend now. One of the best drummers I've ever seen, the best drummer we've ever had. Let's have a warm welcome for the Bash and Killa from Nashville, Tennessee, Polly. Jimbo Wallace.
He's the one and only, the one and ugly, Reverend Horton Hicks.
Just like your grandmother's apple pie, we here at Weird Sounds Inside the Gold Mine will make your ears bleed. Of course that was the Reverend Horton Heat and his Big Red Rocket of Love. Subtle title. Prior to that, the Frantic Flintstones. Lunatics are raving. Well, of course we are. How else would you know we're lunatics? Jane's Addiction before that. Yeah, I know. We normally don't think of them as psychobilly. And they were singing about whores. Before Jane's Addiction, Elvis Hitler. One of my favorites. Although, I gotta tell you, I do think that's an assumed name. I think that's a stage name. Then again, if Hitler was your family name, you just might name your kid Elvis. Why not? And that was Hot Rod to Hell. Before that, the Washington Dead Cats. Don't get too excited. It's just the name of the band. And they were giving us Chuhu Wow Wow. Mad Sin preceded them with, yeah, Rock Against Ass. I love psychobilly. I really do, because it's just not normal. We opened the set with Batmobile, the band, not the vehicle. Brand new album, it's Rock and Roll. Sure is, and that's what we do here. We also do us a big rant almost every week, and we're gonna do a small rant because I already spent a lot of time bitching about butter. Donald Trump released his budget plan. let's focus on Meals and Wheels. His people said, well, that's a program that's not proven. You know, it is proven. It's 1.5 million poor people who get fed. 1.5 million people who don't die. The program costs $3 million a year. But every time Donald Trump goes down to his Florida retreat, it costs us $4 million every week. So I'll tell you what, Donald, stop being such a goddamn asshole. Drop one of those trips. Feed desperate Americans. Tweet at Mike Gold. We'll be back next week, same batch time, same batch channel. This is Mike Gold. This is Weird Sounds Inside the Gold Mine on GetThePointRadio.com. And this is Steve Earle.
Weird Sounds Inside the Goldmine.
This has been an arrogant MGMS production, which is solely irresponsible for its content.
Guess there isn't any more.
You bet my sweet ass.
Get the Point Radio.